You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from buildings to typography, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Ben Rylan, the presenter of the cinema show here on Monocle 24, takes a closer look at an often overlooked piece of cinematic design, the opening title sequence. Though less and less common, the title sequence can be a powerful tool for setting the mood of a film. And when we asked Ben what his favourite title sequence was, he replied, "There can only be one," 1978's Superman.
In the decade of the 1930s, even the great city of Metropolis was not spared the ravages of the worldwide depression. In the times of fear and confusion, the job of informing the public was the responsibility of the Daily Planet, a great metropolitan newspaper whose reputation for clarity and truth had become a symbol of hope for the city of Metropolis.
A pair of sepia-toned curtains have just parted to reveal a spinning globe atop New York's magnificent Daily News building as we effortlessly glide from our seats towards the screen and, quite literally, into the film itself. With the Earth a distant glimmer just behind us, we're now hurtling through space. Strange orbs and glowing specks fly past at enormous speed, and then, with a great whoosh, the opening credits rush directly for us, etched in icy blue. You can almost feel the wind as they fly right over our heads. And then a red glow creeps in, and with another almighty whoosh, make no mistake, we're at the movies. If I were to pick my favourite opening to a film, it would have to be this one from Superman the Movie, starring Christopher Reeve and released in 1978. It's a perfect blend of special effects extravagance and musical brilliance, and it also acts as a bridge between the worlds of production design and the more traditional fields of typography and graphic design. Importantly, however, in the case of Superman at least, it very cleverly crafts an unquenchable thirst in the audience for something more. And as the lush score takes us deeper into space, everything takes a darker turn as we touch down on the planet Krypton. This is a film that understands the power of anticipation better than almost any other. It takes a full 40 minutes for Superman to even appear on the screen. The now legendary opening sequence was designed by Richard Greenberg, using a process in CinemaScope similar to the slit scan effect used for 2001, A Space Odyssey. Although Greenberg actually had to invent his from scratch. Remember, this is long before computer-generated imagery. Everything had to be an optical effect. Of course, some title sequences are best remembered not for their complex visuals, but for their ingenious use of simplicity. The title sequence for Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho uses a basic set of sharp, animated lines intersecting with the credits, which appear to break and splinter at certain points during Bernard Herrmann's iconic theme. This is the work of Saul Bass, one of the most celebrated artists in the history of cinema, and the mastermind behind many famed opening sequences. His career is more proof for how intimate the wider world of design can be with the fictional fantasies of the screen. Bass was also an accomplished graphic designer in the corporate world, devising logos for companies such as Continental Airlines, Quaker Oats, and United Airlines. Of course, there was very rarely any ambiguity about who was behind a Saul Bass title sequence. From Vertigo in 1958, Ocean's 11 in 1960, and the excellent political drama Advice and Consent in 1962, His work always carried a particular look that would lure viewers into the world carefully constructed for their enjoyment, or their torment, or perhaps both.
What is love without the giving?
It seems like such a simple concept now, but Bass's idea was quite revolutionary for Hollywood films. By following that lead and using the opening sequence as a sort of mood board, films like Imitation of Life from 1959 by the legendary director Douglas Sirk laid out a scene of diamonds raining down behind handwritten credits while Earl Grant sung the title theme.
Without love, there's so much duller.
A perfect introduction to a story about the destructive powers of American decadence. Surprisingly few of today's films carry the clever influence of Saul Bass, Douglas Sirk, or Superman director Richard Donner without falling into the trap of pastiche. Misguided ideas of what constitutes realism too often leave us with simple text rudely populating the first few scenes of the film, or, in some cases, nothing at all. There are exceptions, of course. Tom Ford's Nocturnal Animals features one of the most striking title sequences in memory, perhaps unsurprisingly, coming from the mind of one of the world's leading designers. As you're jittering about in a darkened cinema, searching for your cup holder and trying to get a good handful of popcorn, the commanding presence of the film ought to snap you to attention. You should feel as though you're feasting on something spectacular that's somehow only making you hungrier. As the great Saul Bass said, this is all about making the ordinary extraordinary. This is the movies. For Monocle, I'm Ben Rylan.
A very special thanks to Ben there for that report on the design of film title sequences. If you want to hear more stories about film and design, have a listen to the episode of Section D called Design and the Silver Screen, which you can find in our archives at monocle.com. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.